There are fewer practices more symbolic of modern medicine than the blood transfusion. Indeed, we're often exhorted to donate blood to save lives. Yet internationally, blood is one of the most wasted products in healthcare, with poor blood transfusions linked with heart failure and unnecessary infection. But in WA, a radical program called Patient Blood Management has shown quite spectacular results in improving the use of blood products and is now being adopted internationally. Norman Swan joins us. Hello, Norman.
Hi, Fran.
Tell us about the risk and the waste around blood transfusion. I've never heard of this before.
Well, the risk is, you know, you're taking blood from somebody. It's like a transplant. You know, it's modern day cannibalism. You're taking something from somebody. You know, they do checks for hepatitis C and HIV on the blood and so on. But there are other infections that you can get from blood that are not detectable on forms of liver, hepatitis and so on. So there are infection risks. There are also risks from over-transfusion that people get heart failure. They can get heart attacks. If you've got too much iron on your body, you can get a heart attack. There are associations with infections, and then there are the reasons why you need a blood transfusion. Has the surgeon employed all the techniques that she could to actually preserve blood during the operation, and could more careful surgery be better off? So in other words, what underlies the need for blood transfusions might be less than optimal surgical techniques. So things like that.
It's Unnecessary blood loss,
exactly.
And so what has WA done in their research with this new patient blood management program? What have they done differently?
Well, this is the pioneering work of people like Simon Tyler and Michael Lay in Western Australia. And what they've done is they've dissected out, and they did it. They had one hospital in Western Australia which actually had deployed these techniques and taking a very systematic look at why people need blood transfusions. So the first thing is, when they looked at the blood use, patients on average in Western Australia, and this is true elsewhere. By the way, by the time they started this study in 2008, West Australia was already very low by international standards in blood use. Mm-hmm. So they looked at why did people need it? Well, first of all, they were only using small amounts of blood on people, which suggested that the biggest use was not emergencies with catastrophic bleeding. It was actually people using small amounts, which were kind of topping people up. So they looked at why that was the case. First of all, people were arriving at surgery too anemic. So GPs and others needed to look at, if you were going to go in for surgery, is your blood levels of hemoglobin a bit too low for surgery? That doesn't mean you need a blood transfusion. It might mean you need iron, maybe even injectable iron. So they looked at that. Then they looked at bleeding risk and how certain anesthetics were used, how surgical techniques, how surgeons, they had training schemes for surgeons about techniques that could be used to actually preserve more blood, recirculating blood during the operation, various things like that. Quite complicated, but surgeons in Western Australia came on board. What they found from that was that made surgery safer. And then they looked at what happened afterwards, after surgery. Making sure that people had enough oxygen, making sure that infections were treated, and also not having rigid rules. Some hospitals have rules where your hemoglobin goes below 6 or 7, you have a transfusion. In Western Australia, are you sick with this low hemoglobin? Do you really need a transfusion? And giving it a thought rather than rigid rules.
It might be complex, but it sounds simple and obvious. Norman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Norman Swan. And you can hear more about that breakthrough with this patient blood management plan in WA with Norman and other affairs on the Health Report this afternoon at RN at 5:30.